No, no, please, please don't be scared. You're safe. It must be very disconcerting to see me come through your window like that. But I'm not here to hurt you. You have my word. My name is Lorelai, and how I got in your room, you saw how I did that. Well, no, I didn't just appear in your window. Although I suppose it would appear that way to you. I'm sorry, I forget how easily that startles humans. I'll take care to make more gentle entrance next time. Well, the next time you call me. Oh, I am so sorry. I'm going about this all wrong. This must be terribly confusing. May I explain? Thank you. You don't have anything to be afraid of. Not for me. I'm here to help you. As I said, my name is Lorelai, and I'm a Galadrius. I probably should have started off with that. I'm sorry. I'm not very good at this yet, but I'll do the best I can. A Galadrius? We're healers. You've never heard of us before? I know you've probably seen us before, but you wouldn't remember. Your people would call it mythological creatures. Essentially, what we do is we have charges that we help, and now you're mine. And so, you left your window open, and I felt your distress. And with your window open, it's an invitation. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have expected you to know all of this. In the old days, we were described as white birds that would visit the houses of kings, and if the window was left open, we would come into the room in the form of a white bird and sit on their chest, and we could determine if the person was going to live or die, or we would heal them. It's not that dire, I promise. This is just the interpretations that most people are familiar with if they've ever heard of a Galadrius before. You're not dying. But I am here to help you. May I hold your hand? Thank you. I could sense your distress. Because, as I said, you're my charge now, and I'm not very good at this yet. The whole introductions and calming, I'm sorry about that, but I promise when it comes to my healing, I'm very good at that, and I'd like to help you, if you'll let me. No. No, nothing like that. It's just not all injuries and sicknesses are ones that are easily definable by the eye, are they? Even though you look fine on the outside, I can still feel your hurt. Even if it's not something that you can tangibly see. And I'm sure the lack of sleep hasn't been helping either. But I can help with all that. Mm-hmm. You see, with the legends of what people thought that we were, they saw us as birds. And the legend was that the bird in question, the Galadrius, had the power to absorb a person's sickness. And when the Galadrius came into your room, we could either take your sickness and get rid of it, that they would inhale your sickness into themselves, and they would fly to the sun and exhale it into the sun to be burned in its fire. And if the Galadrius came in and looked away from you, that meant that we couldn't help the person who was hurt, that it was their time. But if the Galadrius held your gaze and met your eye, then you would live, and we could help you. And as I said, it's very dramatic. It's not at all the way it is. We're not birds, obviously. We can take the form of one, but that hasn't been done in a very long time. I think most people would probably panic, maybe even more, if a giant white bird came through their window and sat on their chest. But this human form, we can look however you'd like. Is this one alright for you? Oh, good. I hoped that this would be alright. As I said, I haven't worked with you before, so I kind of took a chance. We're not birds, obviously. We're not that way. I guess you'd call us more beings, in a way. But we have the ability to learn how to use our skills to heal and to help. We don't, however, have to fly into the sun, which I'm very relieved to say. I wouldn't enjoy that, I don't think. But we have the ability to learn how to heal, and we learn how to take care of our charges. We can't absorb all the pain. We can't absorb all sickness forever. There's a balance and a limit to what we can do. So, for instance, with you, where right now your sadness seems to be what's hurting you the most, I can't take that away completely, but I can help. But the rest, you'll be able to do for yourself. Even though I am a Galadrius that you have never seen before or known about and won't remember in the morning, you're gonna be okay. I promise. And the myths, they aren't all fake. Some of them described us as beings who could see into the future, which is kind of how the whole will they live or die played out. And you're going to be okay. I can feel that you don't believe that yet, but you will be. I'll never lie to you, I promise. I'm very new to this. You're one of the first humans I've actually had unsupervised contact with. I probably shouldn't say that, but I assure you, the healing I do know how to do adequately well. That part's not hard. Helping's not hard. Social skills. I'm afraid they do require a bit more effort on my part, and they said next time I promise that I won't just fly into your window like that. I could even use the door if you prefer. I don't want to startle you. I don't want to cause you any more anguish. But what I can do is take some of that weight off your shoulders for right now. Just let me carry it for a while, okay? I can't just magically take it away forever. But you can get to a place where it's not so heavy, and you can learn to work it out, even when it feels like there's no way that you can get to the end of that. You're going to. I'm going to help you do that. and I can also help you get some sleep. The world seems a much darker place when you have to walk around it tired. You seem a lot calmer now. Maybe it is just a dream. You can think of it that way if you'd like. Sis said you won't remember me in the morning. It's the sad part of this job, I'm afraid, is that the connections that we make, you don't get to remember them. But the help, that's real. You'll feel better if you let me help. Will you let me help you? I should have asked that before, I'm sorry. Thank you. Why don't you lie back? Are you comfortable with me running my hand through your hair? Most people seem to like that. Let me take some of this from you, okay? You don't have to carry all this tonight. You can rest. You can get some sleep. And then when you wake up, things won't seem so bleak, I promise. You are doing an incredible job. Walking around with the weight of the world on your shoulders and still keeping a smile on your face. It's a very brave thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. I told you I was good at this part. Siphoning the pain is something I pride myself on actually being able to do very well. Just relax. I've got you. These feelings, they won't last forever. You're going to beat it. And I'm going to help you until you do. Your life, your vessel is so full. The impact that you have on the people around you, and you don't even see it. It's incredible. And I'm gonna help you try to see that. Even if you don't remember me, you'll remember what I'm saying. Just go to sleep. And remember, the next time that you need me,